Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to a brand new episode of your favorite podcast, Radical Talks with Tia Darcell. And you already know who it is. It's your girl, the one and only Tia Darcell. What's happening? What you doing? How you doing? Where you at? What you got going on? How's your day? How's your week? How was your weekend? Like, all of that good stuff. Like, for me, as I'm recording this, it is actually about 2300 hours. For the people that don't know, that is 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's actually Monday night. And I have been procrastinating. Shout out to all of my accountability partners that have been pushing me and on my neck, you hear me? Which is where I need them, and I need them to stay on it for me to be able to be consistent and do what I know the Most High has called me to do concerning this podcast. And listen, let's play catch up, right? What been going on? So first of all praise to the Most High Yah for a new day, for a new opportunity, for a new season in my life. And I know I have not done this in a while, but it just dropped in my spirit to do it. None of this is scripted. This is not playing, okay? Let's be clear. Let's be crystal clear. It's not playing. Abba Yahuwah, I love you. I adore you. I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor. I give you all the praise. I thank you so much for the opportunity to come before you, first and foremost, and to come before your people with an open heart and open mind to receive whatever it is that you would have me to receive, and to give the people whatever it is that you would have me to give them. Only speaking what it is that you would have me to say. In the mighty master's name, Yahusha, I pray. It is so and so it is. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's go. Let's get it. So we coming against any distractions, you know what I'm saying? Anything that may be sent on an assignment from the enemy to keep this word from coming forth. Right? So first of all, what's been up with me, man? Life been life, right? I ran for city council by way of the Holy Spirit because I didn't want to. Initially, I didn't want to. I didn't have no plans to. But the Most High said go for it, and all praise to the Most High. He gave me favor in the people's eyesight, and I won, you know. So I am your soon-to-be city council woman down here in Edison, Georgia. So let's gonna say let's call it this, the proper terminology, city council elect. City councilwoman elect, okay? And on top of that, I actually just got back home from Tennessee. I went to Chattanooga last week and did an event out there with a bunch of dope individuals, my brothers, majority of them, and my sister, they wives, and Stacy. Shout out to Stacy, who's also questioning me about this podcast. Hey, man, she wanted a reason why. Shout out to him, too. He questioned me and was like, hey, you better get on that podcast. Double, you know what I mean? But I'm just grateful for the people that's really keeping me focused, you know? So we went out to Chattanooga, and we actually ended up, it was supposed to be a concert, but it turned into a benefit ball for Railroad Music's brother. Shout out to Railroad Music. Shout out to Birdie. Shout out to Willow. Shout out to Willow's wife, Key. Shout out to Birdie's amazing wife. Also, who else was out there? It was a lot of people out there that I knew, and I met some new people, right? And it was just a really, really, really good time. And we praise the Most High. You hear me? We praise the Most High. You know what I'm saying? And it was an amazing time. And it was no drama. It was peaceful. You could tell the Holy Spirit was in the building. And you could tell that people had the Most High in them, right? Them is my type of events. Because it's never about the money. You know what I'm saying? And the Most High said, your gift gonna make room for you. So when it's time for you to get that shwinny, you're gonna get it. And that's gonna be because of Him. It ain't gonna be because nothing that you did. It's gonna be because He's so good. You know what I mean? So, that was beautiful. And man, listen to me, man. Let me tell y'all what I've been going on. Y'all, I done went to church 2 times on a Sunday. And y'all know I ain't been in no church in Yahoo knows how long, right? But I was led to go to a church. Shout out to Alive City. It's open in Albany, Georgia, off Phillips Drive. If you're ever listening to this and you in Albany, Georgia, pull up. I mean, it's amazing. You heard me? You know, initially, I was skeptical because I honor the Most High. I honor the true Sabbath day of worship, which is on Saturday. I know, y'all know I talk about it. You know, it was changed just from Saturday to Sunday. You know, they was doing sun god worship, all of these other things. So it was kind of like, you know, the enemy came in like a flood, Roman Catholicism and all of them switched it over. But the Most High is faithful, right? So the Most High tell me to move, I'm going to move. I can't really speak on how He tell anybody else to move in their lives. But if He tell me to go, and which I know it wasn't nobody but the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, because I ain't been to church in years. The last time I stepped foot into an actual church to worship was when I was in California. Maybe I think that's going on like a year and a half ago, 2 years. I don't know. Time be flying. But when I went to the conference with Watchmen, They're Israel. So outside of that, and funerals, I ain't been to no church. Like I said, because I don't really do watered down Christianity, right? I need to get the word. I need to be fed. I don't want to just hear hooping and hollering. I'm not just going to church to say I'm going to church. It got to be a reason that I'm going to church, you know? So Sunday before last, I went. And it was amazing. Shout out to Robbie, too. That's how I got invited to church. She actually be sharing it and talking about her church, and her heart is genuine, and she seems so pure. And I was like, yo, something about that church. Like, I want to go, you know? And I'm like, you want to go to church on a Sunday, Tia? What's really going on? So I thought I was tripping. But I ended up going. My friend and I, we went, and it was amazing. And I didn't go that following Sunday because I was in Chattanooga, like I said. But then this Sunday came, and I went. And, man, we had a Holy Spirit-filled time. We walked in the spirit for our family. We walked in the spirit for our deliverance. We walked in the spirit for our spiritual maturity, financial maturity, being debt-free, financial literacy. Like, it's so many things. Like, I cried, I snotted, I booed, I jumped, I spin around in circles. You hear me? Like, it was really good for me. I needed it. And what's ironic is I wasn't even going to go because it started raining. It was ice cold here. And nobody wanted to be outside in the cold. And I had a bunch of clients that was trying to get cooked because, you know, I work on Sundays because I honor the Shabbat. I don't work on the Shabbat. So I was like, man, I might as well stay off and make a little money. But then the most I said, nah, you going, you know. So I went. I got everything that I needed. I'm talking about every single thing that I needed, y'all. I mean it. Like, And this is one of the reasons why I don't put my mouth on how people move in their lives, right? Because you never know how the most are telling them to move. Like, you know, because I used to do that. And I put up a post the other day about we need to learn how to pray for people when they're doing things out of the norm, out of the ordinary, and judge them righteously according to the word. But if we feel like they're going left and we feel like they're being disobedient, or we feel like they're going back into the world, we need to pray for them and ask the most high to enlighten the eyes and ears of their understanding. You know what I'm saying? So I ended up going on a Sunday and I had a great time, and I'm probably going to go back. You know what I mean? I'm probably going to go back. To me, I don't look at it any different. As you know, it's a lot of pastors that I listen to. I don't attend the church physically, but it's a lot of pastors that I listen to. They still say God. They still say Jesus. And a lot of them still preach and teach on Sundays, but like, I still get a word. Like, even like, one of the biggest people was one of the most influential people that I've encountered that helped me to wake up to the knowledge and revelation of who the Most High is was Pastor Stephen Darby. He still called him God. He still called him Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And he still went to church on Sunday. So, you can always chew up the meat and spit out the bones. So I don't want everyone, anybody to get discouraged based upon, you know, what you feel like some people going to say about you, or if you feel like people going to look at you differently, or they going to think you slipping, dipping, and tipping. Like, it's about you and the Most High. It's about your personal journey. It's about your walk with him. Until he gives you the conviction, he meaning the Holy Spirit, until you get convicted by the Holy Spirit, you need to do and move according to what the Most High told you to do. Because had I not went, I wouldn't have got what I needed. Like, I was really dealing with some heavy stuff. I was dealing with some heavy stuff a lot of people didn't even know about. You know what I'm saying? And in that moment, in that atmosphere, like when I was releasing it, when I was surrendering, I had a newfound look at life. You know what I'm saying? My whole mindset changed. It was like the mind renewal process took place in that exact moment, in that exact atmosphere, because you could tell that in that moment, when the word says the presence of the righteous availeth much, you know what I'm saying? Like, I knew it. And what's crazy is I had already posted, the Most High said something to me earlier, and it was in regards to praying, like revelation. And he said, like, your prayers burn up before the Most High, like incense. Like, he hears your prayers, but you got to pray. And I've been convicted because my prayer life has weakened. And I'm going to be honest, y'all know I'm always keep it a book. I'm going to stand 10 toes down because I need you to know that, like back in the world, I used to say players mess up too. Mess up was probably a cuss word, you know what I'm saying? However, right now, like, being on this walk is not all, it's not an easy walk. It's not an easy journey. You did what I'm saying? Like, I've messed up 1,001 times infinity. You hear me? But the beautiful thing about it is my heart belongs to the Most High. I love that man. Like, I love him with my whole heart, with my whole mind, and with my whole soul. And I had to start redirecting my emotions when it came down to how I'm expressing my love for him. Like, I need to make sure I'm walking in obedience, and I'm not just trying to love on him the way that I want to love on him. I need to love on him how he told me to love on him in his word. How am I know how he told me to love on him in his word? I got to get in my word. And I had really actually, I had put the Most High on a schedule. And it was not right. Like, I made sure I was getting up in the morning, doing my little at-home workout. I made sure I was reading my Bible plan, and I made sure I at least tried to watch a sermon a day. And then I'm going to sleep listening to the Bible. And in my mind, shoot, a couple of months ago, I wasn't doing none of that. I was out here doing some old crazy stuff, moving funny. You know, the Most High would probably side-eye me. But then guess what happened? On top of that, I actually had to understand, like, hold on. You minimizing the Most High. You doing this like it's a chore. So I'm like, okay, the devil got you really already playing yourself. Because in your mind, oh, I'm giving half a time. But in real life, you really over here treat him like a $2 hook or something. Like you over here, the Fox Lady throwing broke up ones, pennies and quarters at the Most High in the Fox Lady, if you don't know strip club in Columbus. But you know what I mean? You out here tripping on your daddy. You better put some respect on his name. You walk around here talking about Big Tia, never the little one. You need to be saying Big Abba, never the little one. You know what I'm saying? And then it took me back to my fasting and praying I did a couple of years back, because I was seeking the Most High for some supernatural accelerated clarity. And he told me at the end of it, I was on an all liquid fast. No meat, no sweets. Like, I literally wasn't eating that, and I was drinking water and 100% juice. And I think I was doing fruit, if I'm not mistaken. I did 7 days. And when I came out of the end of that fast, what I got out of that fast, and I'm sure I done told y'all because I tell y'all all my business, it was, treat me like I'm your man. Say, what? Treat you like you my man? You know what I'm saying? So if I'm treating you like you my man, because I know me, when I'm in a relationship or when I'm with somebody, I'm with you. Like, it ain't nothing nobody else can do that can tell me it differently. It's going to be you and your action. They're going to have to prove it differently, because I'm not finna talk to nobody else. I'm going to make sure I'm giving you my time. I'm going to make sure I'm giving you my attention. I'm going to make sure I'm catering to your needs. That's just how I am. That's just how I operate, right? He wired me that way. However, here you go over here obligating 10, 15 minutes to read a Bible plan to the Most High and watching a 30 to 40, 45 minutes to an hour sermon, and that's all he get. But you could play the video game. I had my homegirl, shout out to my homegirl. She gave me a Nintendo Switch. But I raced on the Nintendo Switch for hours the other day. I ain't gonna hold you, but I made sure I did my little morning routine. So it's like, yo, stop putting this man in a box. Stop being disrespectful to you, because that's really what you're doing. So this is my cross. Yeah, I don't know what you've been doing. I don't know who this word is for. It may not be for everybody. It may be for one or two of y'all. It may be for three or four of y'all. You feel what I'm saying? But stop minimizing the Most High in your life. You know what I'm saying? You need to put a big old magnifying glass on top of him so you can know that he's the big person in your life. He is the everything in your life. There is nobody that can even come remotely close to who he is to you, what he's done for you, and who he is preparing you to be. So in order for you to know who he's preparing you to be, you need to know who you are to him. And in order for you to know who you are to him, you need to know what his word says about you. So I needed to work on my prayer life. And going to this church the other day helped me. Like, it lit a fire under me so heavy. You know what I'm saying? It lit a fire under me so heavy. Like, now, I just can't see myself going back. I mean, I know the devil going to hear me like, oh, she said she ain't going back. I'm finna knock her down. I'm finna try to get her in her flesh. You know? But the Most High is faithful, man. He going to do just what he said. And I am going to honor who he is to me, and I am going to walk in the newness of life. I am asking him, and I'm believing that he is creating me a new heart, creating me a new mind, creating me a new spirit, right? A contrite spirit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am grateful for the fact that the Most High waited on me. I say this all the time, right? Because when I was in church, I stood up the whole time. I don't put on, but my spirit be leaping. Like, my spirit be on 10. Like, I'm in there, like, worshiping, hands in the air, crying, tears rolling down my cheeks, because I am a free worshiper. I'm not embarrassed. There was a time when I was so embarrassed, I would not even stand up in church. And if people was in church doing all that, I'm looking at them people like, you doing too much. So now that I've experienced the highs and the lows of this journey and of this walk with the Most High, I have to understand why them people worship the way they worship. I don't know their story. I don't know the things that they done been through. I don't know the things that the Most High that delivered them from. I don't know the obstacles that they've overcome to be the man or the woman of Yah that they have become, or the one that they are growing into. And it's not my place to put my mouth on their journey, right? That's why the Bible say, judge righteously. You know what I'm saying? And if you see a brother man falling, you go out there, you pick him up, you correct him, but you do it out of love. And that's the problem, man. And see, today I ain't even really got no set topic. I'm just going to, I ask the Holy Spirit to just move and all praise to the Most High. Yeah, so that's the thing with Christianity and religion. And that's the thing with being a Hebrew Israelite. That's why I focus on knowing that I am a Hebrew Israelite. I know that I am. But I'm not subscribing to no camp. I know that I am a believer and a follower of the Messiah, but I'm not identifying into Christianity because I know what's attached to Christianity. You know what I'm saying? So if people feel like I'm going to church, that mean I'm back in Christianity, that's their problem. I don't care if you feel that way. You don't know what I got going on between me and the Most High. If people feel like, because I say, man, I'm a Hebrew. I know I'm a Hebrew. I'm saying Boker Tov. I'm saying Shalom. I'm saying Shabbat Shalom. I'm saying I don't celebrate holidays and none of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to celebrate with my family. I'm going to be around my people unless the Most High convict me and tell me not to do otherwise. But I'm not buying no turkey. I'm not buying no Christmas gifts. I'm not having no Easter eggs. That's me, though. You get what I'm saying? But I'm not finna bad mouth and just doubt the people out there still do that stuff. I'm gonna pray for them. I'm gonna cover them and I'm gonna tell them why I don't do it. And I'm gonna ask them, to pray to the Most High on their own to get their own conviction. Don't follow me, follow Christ. Don't follow me, follow the Messiah. You know what I'm saying? So you can't do nothing but be a believer of the Most High. Because if you subscribing to either one of them people, they're gonna look at you crazy when you wake up to the truth anyway. So I'm just here to serve the Most High, right? Excuse me. I tell people all the time, you know, they was like, you know, you're a Christian hip hop artist. No, I'm an artist. I'm a gospel rapper. And I'm talking about the gospel, the Matthew 28, the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John gospel. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about, the gospel. Like, I'm trying to give you this word. I'm trying to give you the best array is the Hebrew word for it. I'm trying to give you this best array because I want you to understand what you already equipped with if you're a believer. Now, are we trying to win souls? But I'm really talking to somebody, the people that's already saying they following the Most High. You cannot be out here straddling the fence. I was out here straddling the fence. I told y'all months ago. I fell on my celibacy journey. I was on my back out here in these streets. Most people find that even hard to believe because they look at me like, oh my God, kid could never fall, man. Y'all don't do that. Don't put me on no pedestal. I am only a small fraction of who the Most High is. When I say a small fraction, I couldn't even touch his toenails, basically. But when I say a small fraction, then I'm only that because of his might, because of his power, not because I'm so good. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm only good because he's good. Without him, I don't even like to use what the Bible says, filthy rags, but I'm trash can, garbage juice. And y'all already know that's my terminology. I say it about myself because I know who I was before him. I know how I was living. I know the choices that I was making. I know that I went up to no good. You know what I'm saying? I know the seeds that I was planting. I was even watering myself. I ain't need nobody to water them. I plant them. It was just that bad. So I'm so grateful that he decided that I was worth it. And he made a decision to still wait on me. He made a decision to still extend the olive branch to take me back in, man. I was the prodigal daughter. You know, I went out there and wasted all of my money, everything that he had gave me. I literally was out there eating slop. You feel me? Like, the Bible fulfilled itself in my own life, you know, and I didn't understand it at the time because I was running from the Most High. I was hurt. I was broken. I had a lot of stuff going on mentally that I didn't even know how to deal with. I had so much trauma from my childhood, growing up, my mom, my dad, the stuff me and my brother went through, the things we went through. Like, my classmates didn't even know. They thought we had a perfect house. And I'm like, bruh, we don't even get to sleep at night. You know what I'm saying? We don't even get to sleep at night. We don't even got name brand video game. Bruh, we had something called a TurboGrafx-16. Look it up. You probably never heard it. You probably never heard of it. We couldn't get no Sega. We couldn't get no, none of the name brand stuff. Like, because we couldn't afford it. Our parents were doing drugs. You know what I'm saying? So, like, my life was not a cakewalk. And I don't use that as an excuse. I used to. It was my excuse to do dirty. It was my excuse to trash women because men broke my heart growing up. But now I'm in a place in my life where I am wise enough but humble enough to know that I can fall too, because I fell on this walk. In the beginning, I was extremely prideful. You know what I'm saying? I was so zealous for the Most High. When I tell you I was on fire for the Most High, like, I mean, all I did was eat, sleep, breathe scripture, eat, sleep, breathe sermons, eat, sleep, breathe prayer. I wasn't watching no TV. I wasn't listening to no gospel. I wasn't listening to no country music. I wasn't listening to no rap. I wasn't listening to no R&B. Nothing secular touched my ears. And if you come around me with it, I'm finna block you. I don't want nothing to do with you. You know what I'm saying? But I had to fall in order for me to be humble. Now I truly understand what the Bible means when it says humble yourself or you will be humble. Now I understand what it means when it says pride comes before the fall. Because, man, when I fell on my face. And when I fell, I got caught up and I stayed there for a long time. I wallowed in my sin for a long time. And the reason why I wallowed in my sin for so long, because I was in condemnation. I'm like, I'm already sinning now. I might as well just keep doing it, which is dumber than ever. Okay, dumber than a box of rocks. You know what I mean? Like, I just wanted to encourage y'all on today. I wanted you to know that you are worth it. You are special and the Most High loves you. I'm talking to non-believers right now. There is nothing that you could do that could keep the Most High from wanting to bring you over here on this side. He want to love on you. He want to heal your pain. He want to heal you from your trauma. But you got to make sure you willing to see yourself. You got to know, man, I've been choosing wrong. I've been living wrong. I've been making bad decisions. You know what I mean? You got to understand that you are in the situation that you're in now based on decisions that you've made. Nobody made you do them. Yeah, you might have done them based off of an emotion because somebody mistreated you. I'm not saying that molestation was okay. I'm not saying the rape was okay. I'm not saying you being mistreated by your mom. I'm not saying that you being mistreated by your dad. I'm not saying none of those generational curses and none of those traumatic experiences are okay. But what I'm saying is they do not define who you are. You know? You know what I'm saying? They do not define who the Most High called you to be. They do not define the fact that He has an amazing future planned out for you. All He wants is your yes. Many are called, but few are chosen. However, you got to be willing to repent. Repent don't mean just saying, oh, Lord, Abba, God, I'm tired. I'm sorry. No, when you repent, you got to turn. Repent means to turn from your wicked ways. It means to turn. The word of Yah says that my people overcome by the blood of the Lamb, which is Yahusha. HaMashiach died on that tree for your sins and mine and the word of their testimony. Your testimony is every single thing that you've gone through. Dudes that used to love to fight. Girls that used to love to fight. Ratchet. Ghetto. Ones of us that was out here being lustful, stuck in fornication, adultery, homosexuality, lesbianism. It don't matter. All of those things you had to go through them and you went through them so that you can tell somebody how the Most High got you up out of there. You did what I'm saying? You got to be able to speak to that thing and tell that thing, you are no longer a part of me. You got to cast those things down. You got to speak things that be not as if they were. You got to make sure you're willing to bring heaven on earth. You know what I'm saying? And you got to know that these are the things that He said that you can already do because it's in His word. I was talking to my friend the other day and we was talking about praying. And I'm like, you ain't going to know how to pray until you know the word. Because you got to know what He said about you. You got to know the blessings and you got to know the curses. Because, you know, if I do this, this is going to happen. Because it's consequences and repercussions for everything that you do. Yeah, he chasing the one that He love. And He love you. Why you think? Just like you whoop your kids. Just like you discipline your kids. Even if some of us is in this new era of this gentle parenting. I be trying it with my grandkids. I love them and I miss them so much. Another story for another day. But you got to be able to understand, man, the Most High got laws, rules, and regulations in play for a reason. It's for your protection. I was at church and the pastor said, like, the jail that was built, the jail was never built to keep you in boundary. To keep you bound, condemned. No, the jail was built for you to put Satan in. That's when I think it was in 1 Corinthians, cast down every thought and imagination that exalt itself above the knowledge of Elohim. You did what I'm saying? So you got to grab these thoughts and you got to replace them with the word. How did the Messiah get away from all that stuff when he was out there in the wilderness? How did he get away? The word. The devil was up there offering him all kind of stuff. Man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Elohim. You know what I'm saying? That shall no other God before me. Like all of them. Read your Bible. It'll bless you. Like, I'm like, wow. So all I need to do is study to show myself approved? Bible. That's what's in it, don't it? Because get what? I had to realize to you, I had a plan. You know, I'm going to keep it street for my young people, for my middle-aged people that know what I'm saying. Like, you really are playing on the Most High top, right? But you really need to take that scripture serious where it says, it is a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living Elohim. You think the devil can trick you out of your anointing. You think the devil can trap you and leave snares. You know what I'm saying? The Most High will eat you up. How you think the devil even got access to you? You better go read Job. I got a podcast on it. Go read it. I got an episode on it. Job, go read it. That man told the devil, have you tried my son Job? First of all, Abba, you ain't got to send him over here at me. But that just let me know he had enough faith And that Job really was an upright man that walked with the Most High. You know what I'm saying? So be encouraged on today and know that you are not your sin. You know what I'm saying? Know that you are an ex-sinner because of grace. And I know that through my watchman, there, Israel, you are an ex-sinner because of grace. We've always been taught that we are a sinner saved by grace. Yes, we have grace. Yes, we have mercy. And I had to learn that there is a difference between grace and mercy. Okay? Grace is the Most High giving you things that you do not deserve. Okay? Mercy. It's the Most High not giving you things that you deserve, like punishment. You know what I mean? Death. You know? So know the difference and know that he loves you so much that he's willing to do both of those things for you. And I want you to know that I love you guys more than you probably know. And then I'm always praying for you. And I'm trying my best to work on, you know what I'm saying, doing what I need to do to be who he called me to be. Because if I'm walking in the authority that the Most High has placed inside my life, and on my life, then I'll be who you guys need me to be in this season. You know what I'm saying? Because I'll be a direct representation of Abba Yahuwah. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I want y'all to know that I appreciate you listening to me. I appreciate you sharing my stuff. I appreciate you listening to my music. And I appreciate your prayers. And I want you to know that I'm here. Call me, text me, beat me. If you want to reach me, inbox me for, you know, your prayer requests. And if I got it, y'all got it. And if I don't got it, I do my best to make sure you can get it. If I don't know the answer to the question, I'm going to pray about it and seek Yahuwah. And he going to give me the answer. And if he don't give me the answer, he going to send me in a direction of who I need to direct you to get the answer. You know what I'm saying? We really all we got. Iron really sharpening the iron out here. And I'm here to do what he called me to do and be who he called me to be. And you already know how I'm finna end this thing every single time. I love y'all the right way. The wrong way, the long way, and the strong way. You just tuned in to a brand new episode of Radical Talks with Tia Darcelle.